The next patient is Dewey Smith, S-M-I-T-H, first name D-E-W-E-Y. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. We know that the patient has a history of exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because of the presence of arthritis. There is also evidence of hyperuricemia, and the patient had a big residual urine in the post-void ultrasound. The patient had a TURP that didn't help him much. He was incontinent for a while. And now he finds it difficult to pass the urine. The laboratory workup during this visit is consistent with a creatinine of 3, estimated GFR of 21. The protein creatinine ratio is 382 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is taking Farxiga. Period. He doesn't have any complaints from the cardiovascular point of view. No complaints about the gastrointestinal point of view. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. He has been treated with the administration of febuxostat, F-E-B like in boy, U-X like an X-ray, O-S like in Sierra, T like in tango, A like in alpha, T like in tango, 40 milligrams every day. For some reason, despite the fact that the patient has lost body weight, the lab shows that he has a level of 7.6. The patient is pretty sure that he saw a 4.8 in one of the reports. He's going to check at home. If there is a discrepancy, we are going to settle in doing a new determination. He has some pain around the left ankle, and the physical examination is not consistent with arthritis in the ankle. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease and famotidine. follow a number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure 124/53. Follow a number, BPH, as discussed above. This patient is thinking in moving up to Georgia. We recommended for him to go to the outpatient clinic in Emory University. Emory, E-M-O-R-Y. We're going to reevaluate the case in the middle part of January of 2024 with laboratory workup. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 10 minutes in the documentation.